Hello, I'm Gareth Mitchell and this is Click. Today, more controversy over Uber. Has Uber been taking the regulators for a ride? According to the Reuters news agency, the US Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into Uber software that helped evade the city transport officials. The tool, called Grable, was originally designed to foil would-be fraudsters from using Uber services. The app would identify passengers with dubious backgrounds and then serve up a fake version of Uber on their handset, where the cars on the screen were not real ones. So, protecting your drivers, and indeed your business, by deterring undesirable passengers, well, that's one thing. But now the suspicion is that Uber has also been greyballing city officials who are investigating unlicensed Uber cars. Portland, Oregon said Uber used Grable to evade 16 of its transport officials in December 2014, before Uber was then officially sanctioned and authorised to operate there. North Carolina, elsewhere, is also reportedly investigating the service. Well, I've been hearing more from our Silicon Valley reporter, Alison Van Diggelen. And we actually started by talking about Uber's other woes. So this is Google's autonomous cars spin-off, Waymo, which has filed a lawsuit over trade secrets. And I put it to Alison that those two companies, well, they're not getting on very well at all.
No, not at all. No, Waymo, which is Google's self-driving car spin-off, has accused Uber of stealing 14,000 files, including trade secrets. And it concerns the blueprints for LiDAR, which is a spinning laser you see on the top of self-driving cars. At a hearing last week in San Francisco, the judge said that Waymo didn't yet have a smoking gun, i.e. enough evidence to prove its technology was actually being used by Uber. But we're still waiting to hear, and it should be out in the next week or so, whether the judge will issue an injunction. And that could impact Uber's ability to use or develop this LiDAR technology and impact its whole self-driving car plans. So we're waiting to see on that one. There's also an ongoing criminal court case. It's just at the early stages, but the US Department of Justice is investigating the software tool that Uber has used. It's called Grayball, and it allowed Uber to evade and actually deceive regulators in several cities. They're investigating this anyway. Software was used to analyze profiles and credit card information of potential Uber users and basically to avoid it being available to law enforcement officials. So all this is piling on uncertainty to Uber's existing challenges and puts its long-anticipated IPO on hold indefinitely.
This greyballing one, this software that the allegation is, anyway, is being used to foil the regulators. Initially, then, this was just a way of Uber, I guess, protecting its drivers from potentially dodgy customers. And the allegations go that they're using it in this maybe more evasive way when it comes to regulators.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So when regulators tried to use the Uber app in places that it was actually forbidden at the time, like Portland and Paris and Las Vegas, I understand, the law enforcement officials would just get, you know, like a blank screen or a fake Uber site. So the, you know, it looked to them as though it wasn't available.
Right. Yes. Because Uber's lawyers have told the authorities in Portland, Oregon, that the Grable technology was used exceedingly sparingly, as they put it, before the Uber service was approved in that part of the world in 2015. That's what Uber says. But what other challenges does it face, Alison?
Well, given the court cases and a series of sexual harassment accusations and an exodus of executives recently, you'd think Uber would face huge hiring challenges. But yesterday, Uber actually announced it's hiring a high-profile artificial intelligence expert, Raquel Artisan. So a little bit of good news for Uber. She's a professor at the University of Toronto, and she'll lead the expansion of Uber's self-driving team in Canada. I spoke with her yesterday and she told me she thinks all these negative stories about Uber are actually overblown, and she plans to build a team of several dozen within a year to develop this, what she calls the perception algorithms for self-driving cars. Basically, what they're building is the brain of the car so it can transform what it sees via sensors and cameras into an explanation of what it is seeing. But she does acknowledge that competitors like Waymo are way ahead. They've been working on the technology much longer, since 2009. But she insists that Uber is getting closer every day. But Uber still has a long way to go. Recent reports show that Uber's self-driving cars traveled an average of just 1 mile, Gareth, before a human driver had to take control.
Oh dear.
By comparison, Google's Waymo cars disengaged at a rate of once per 5,000 miles.
Okay, well, that is Alison van Diggelen talking to me just before we came on air.